Hello, everybody, and today we embark on a 8-lesson series on Jesus' passion and his suffering, death, and resurrection. And through it all, I hope that we get a grasp about the meaning of Easter. And there are going to be some quick readings, some hymns, and some sessions, and a daily devotional type message that people can absorb within about 10 minutes. Today we want to start off on our first lesson. It's from Mark chapter 14, verses 1 to 21, and a daily bread called A Beautiful Thing. And a beautiful thing named Sarah Jesmer is going to be here to read the text for us from Mark chapter 14, verses 1 to 21. Sarah, can you tell us a little about yourself, your school, what you like to do?
I'm 14, a freshman, went to Cal High School. I like to stay busy with stuff. And I also like to sing.
Singing? What do you like to sing?
Songs, you know, for a cappella and all that.
Yes, and she does very well with that. It's her first year. Here she goes. Mark chapter 14, verses 1 to 21.
Now the Passover and the Festival of Unleavened Bread were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were scheming to arrest Jesus secretly and kill him. But not during the festival, they said, or the people may riot. While he was in Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of Simon the leper, a woman came with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume made of pure nard. She broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Some of those present were saying indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume? It could have been sold for more than a year's wages and the money given to the poor. And they rebuked her harshly. Leave her alone, said Jesus. Why are you bothering her? She has done a beautiful thing to me. The poor you will always have with you, and you can help them at any time you want to, but you will not always have me. She did what she could. She poured perfume on my body beforehand to prepare for my burial. Truly, I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Then Judas Iscariot, one of the 12, went to the chief priests to betray Jesus to them. They were delighted to hear this and promised to give him money, so he watched for an opportunity to hand him over. On the first day of the Festival of Unleavened Bread, when it was customary to sacrifice the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples asked him, "Where do you want us to go and make preparations for you to eat the Passover?" So he sent two of his disciples, telling them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him. Say to the owner of the house he enters, 'The teacher asks, where is my guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large room prepared upstairs, furnished and ready. Make preparations for us there." The disciples left, went into the city, and found things just as Jesus had told them, so they prepared the Passover. When the evening came, Jesus arrived with the 12. While they were reclining at the table eating, he said, "Truly I tell you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They were saddened, and one by one they said to him, "Surely you don't mean me." It is one of the 12, he replied, "one who dips the bread into the bowl with me. The Son of Man will go out just as it is written to him, but woe to the man who betrays the Son of Man. It would be better for him if he had not been born."
Thank you very much, Sarah. And may God bless you in your Christian walk. Okay. The title of this short message is called A Beautiful Thing, Mark 14, verses 1 to 21. The key verse is Mark 14, verse 6b. She has done a beautiful thing to me. Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, Holy Spirit, Jesus Christ, thank you for your love for me and for all of humanity. Thank you for helping me to be able to meditate on Jesus and your love and truth. Without you, I would be lost and empty. Without hope, I would be missionless. People would be without hope and love. I pray that we may all enter into a living faith. Please grant me one word of God to hold on to through this passage. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Part 1, A Beautiful Thing. With the Passover just 2 days away, Jesus' enemies sought a way to arrest and kill him, but they feared a riot since Jesus was loved by so many. This was all because of the will of God. It was God's will for Jesus to suffer at the hands of sinners. It was God's will to use the religious leaders to kill Jesus and have him crucified. It was so that we could be saved and brought into a saving relationship with God. We should not mourn Jesus' sufferings and death. It was all part of God's salvation plan that saves us. Without Jesus, where would I be? I would be longing for worldly things. I would have no clear direction to focus on the truth. I would not even have I would not even have focus to work faithfully and deny myself and to exercise, etc. And I would not have enough willpower to stay away from alcohol and cigarettes and other temptations. I would also watch endless television, argue with about politics, watch movies all the time, and simply work to live, work to survive. I would be getting weaker and less healthy, and I would have no joy in eternal life. But Jesus gives me hope, and the gospel, through his gospel, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for your gospel. In Bethany, Jesus reclined at Simon's home for dinner. Perhaps Simon had been healed by Jesus. There was a woman there who surprised everyone by her extravagant act. She poured a very expensive perfume on Jesus' head. Some people did not understand her sacrifice, but Jesus set them straight by saying that it was a beautiful thing that would be retold over and over, all over the world. This was a fulfilled prophecy. This woman's act is being retold over all the world, and we are thinking about it even now, 2,000 years later, in America. Some people do not understand the sacrifices people make for Jesus Christ and the gospel. They think it doesn't make sense. But we must seek first God's kingdom, and all these things will be given to us as well. Matthew 6:33. Some people give 10% of their income to the Lord. But God provides a lot more than that back. He even gave, for example, he gave my daughter Jennifer a scholarship for university. God is great. And, in every way. We've got to trust God. I pray we may pour out our lives and use our resources generously for the glory of God. May God forgive me of my stinginess and my selfishness. And may please, Lord, make us into a giving family so we can experience your love and your provision. Cast your bread upon the waters, it will come back on every wave. Teaching, preaching, and giving in Jesus' name is a beautiful thing. Hope's Bible study with a friend is a beautiful thing. But not everyone understood Jesus' sacrifice. It was Judas. He discovered that following Jesus would not bring him glory and riches and power. Instead, he realized that Jesus was on a head-on collision with the religious leaders of the day. And so he bailed out, trying to recoup some of the losses he thought he had made while following Jesus for 3.5 years. He wanted to get 30 pieces of silver. Today that might be, I don't know, $1,500. When people discover that Jesus would not bless them, when people discover that Jesus will not bless them as they want, they bail out on Jesus. They go for something else that will give them some benefit. But if we live for one small benefit after another, we are trying to save our lives in this world. When we try to save our lives in this world, we actually lose life. Judas was losing life for $1,500. Later, he would be tormented inside and hang himself in the potter's field. To me, this is there is no better life than following Jesus. There is no better life than in Jesus. He has blessed and will continue to bless. But if he chooses to lead me to suffering, so be it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He will give me strength to bear up. Part 2, preparing the Passover, verses 12 to 21. Jesus did not try to save himself. He was fully committed to the way of the cross. He did not try to save himself. He embraced every painful moment of it. But he wanted to eat the Passover with his disciples, to teach them the meaning of his suffering. He wanted also to prepare them for the upcoming betrayal from one of their own ranks, Judas. Jesus was also giving Judas a last chance to repent and find salvation. Jesus is fair and always extending his hand out to others to bring them to himself. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Jesus comes to me and pleases me to turn. Renew my life as a Christian, a follower of Jesus, and a shepherd of God's flock. He pleases me to renew my quest, to know the Lord, and to follow Jesus very closely. One word. Giving our lives and money and time to Jesus is never a waste, but a beautiful thing. Dear Lord Heavenly Father, fill our lives with many beautiful expressions of love and faith to you. Help us not to have a worldly value system, but to value beautiful acts of faith, love poured out on you, Lord, and in your flock. And help us to have eyes to see what is truly beautiful in this world. And I thank you for this time, and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. May God bless the continuing listening of the Easter program, and I may give you a basic understanding of Easter through it all. Thank you. Bye.